ask us anything from Do This, Not That. This is a short episode where we try to tackle one work question and one ridiculous question. And we get questions in all week long. And if you want to submit one, it's real easy. You go to jschwedelson.com/podcast, and there's a button that says ask us anything. And we want to answer anything you got. It could be a wild question. So let's get into the work question first. So we got a question this week from Dory from Scottsdale, Arizona. What's crazy about Arizona? I was there recently. Snakes are normal there. Oh, there's a giant snake. Cool. It's like nothing. It's part of the sidewalk. I'm like, dude, that's a big snake. I don't know. I can't get used to that. Anyway, love Scottsdale though. Here's the question from Dory. Do subject line tactics work elsewhere? Now, this is a great question. The answer is yes, 1,000,000,000%. And I don't think that marketers realize that they need to be applying the same things that get your emails opened everywhere, on your blog post titles, on your on-demand video titles, on your webinar titles, on your social media post headlines, on the presentation names when you're giving a talk somewhere, on a podcast episode title, on a LinkedIn post, the copy that you're writing on your LinkedIn post. All the same little tactics that get your emails open work incredibly well for all of these other things. Let me give you some examples and some specific statistics to prove out the point. So in the world of email marketing, something that works incredibly well in email subject lines is leveraging curiosity, turning your email subject lines into a question and including the question mark, okay? When you have your email subject line in the format of a question, it will increase your email open rates by over 20% versus the same information not written in a question format, because we all love questions and we love answers. That's why like Jeopardy exists. That's why game shows exist. We love it, right? But we see it beyond email. So for blog post titles, as an example, blog titles that pose as a question generate a 23.3% higher click-through rate compared to non-question titles. And that's from data from Outbrain, right? If you write your blog title in the form of a question, why? You then want to read it and find out the answer. How about Instagram stories? When you post on Instagram stories, right? If they are written as a question on your Instagram story, like the lead words, it leads to an 80% higher post engagement than the same post that's written not as a question. Curiosity is a great thing to use for anything. It could be a webinar title, right? It could be an on-demand video title. It could be any use of social media. Now, the other big thing that we see that's always something we talk about with email subject lines is length. How long should an email subject line be? And we know that shorter is better, right? But it works everywhere. The same things we just talked about, your blogs or social media posts, your webinar titles, whatever it may be. But here's some really interesting stuff that you may not think about. So first of all, for a blog post title, as an example, okay, blog post titles that are 6 to 8 words have a 21% higher average click-through rate as compared to longer titles. And that's via HubSpot's data. Short is better because we don't want to read everything. We just don't want to read everything. Now, here's one that I don't think anybody is thinking about. LinkedIn posts. When you post on LinkedIn, what happens is your followers and your connections, they get a notification. And that notification is just like an email that's showing up. And you have to think about the number of words to start out your LinkedIn post. So if your first line in your LinkedIn post, the words that you're writing, has less than 10 words, and then you have a line space break, you hit return, whatever. If you have a line space break and all you have is less than 10 words on the copy in your LinkedIn post, you actually see a 40% higher overall engagement rate with your posts, because just like a subject line, it stands out, it's shorter, people consume it, and they engage. We even see them do it even better if it has less than 6 words. So thinking about everything that works on the email side of things and applying it to all these other channels is a win. Now, before we get to the ridiculous question, which unfortunately it is a very ridiculous question today, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is the number one email sending platform on earth. It's what I use to send out my email, and lots of brands are part of Marigold, right? Sail Through and Campaign Monitor and Emma, they're all part of Rocks. Now they have something. We're all talking about AI. How do I use AI? How do I write good prompts? They have this piece of content called the Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. And they have this whole section on writing prompts, and it is awesome. I am using it all the time. If you want to get access to this thing for free, all you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/marigold, and you could download the Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. It is worth your time. It is awesome. And if you want to find out more about Marigold and the platform that I use, just go to meetmarigold.com. I strongly recommend. Okay, let's get to the ridiculous question this week. We got a ridiculous question in from Ari from London. I got to tell you, I love London. We're going global now with this show. I love London. I'd like to live there. I like eating fish and chips. I would eat fish and chips every day. I would go down to a pub. I'd have a bunch of pints. It sounds fantastic. So cheers to everybody in London. All right, here's the question from Ari. Have you ever cried watching a movie? I love these questions. Now, I'm not one of these people that try to be tough. I cry all the time. As a matter of fact, I embarrassed myself massively because I remember I was on a plane and I had not seen The Notebook. It had come out like years before, but I'd never seen it. So I'm like on the plane, and it's one of the movies that pops up. I'm like, oh, everybody always talks about The Notebook. I'm going to watch The Notebook. So I watched The Notebook. Oh my God. I'm sitting there bawling my eyes out. The people on the plane came over to me and they go, are you okay? Are you okay? This is the scene I make. I'm crying watching The Notebook on a plane. It was so embarrassing. But I cried. Titanic, 100% cried. Steel Magnolias, for those of you who remember that movie, totally cried in that one. Oh, the other one I remember, The Fault in Our Stars. Oh, that was a crusher for me. That one got to me. I even cried during Bridesmaids. I remember crying during Bridesmaids because I was like, oh no, the friend is not going to be able to be a part of the wedding. This is so sad. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Who cries watching Bridesmaids? I didn't cry when Melissa McCarthy went to the toilet in the sink. Anyway, so answer, Ari, to your question is yes, crying is fine. Anyway, listen, this episode, oh, it goes sideways. We still have our longer episode at the end of the week. Please check that out. Leave this thing a review. Even if you're like, this is the worst podcast I've ever heard, that's fine. But if you like it, give it a 5-star. And also, you must remember to register for Guru Conference, the free virtual email marketing event that my company is putting on. It's massive. It's free. We're going to run out of spots. www.guruconference.com. Free registration, 2 days, all about email marketing. 20,000 people. Why have you not registered? Leave this thing a review. You're awesome. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.